Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Coach Ken Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. We found the Hooters card we used to pass around for the birthday. It's in Dave's wallet.
I don't know. Maybe it was my birthday was the last one. Oh, no, yours was like last week.
Listen, it's America's wing joint. It's Hooters. Mm-hmm. So you're just a patriotic guy.
Yes, I am.
That's it. That's what we're talking about.
Coach
Joel Quenneville joins us. So, Coach, I'm at the game the other night. I look to my left, and there's Rod Laver.
They put him up on a screen there, and everybody in the crowd went got excited. And I'm sitting there thinking, Rod Laver, what? And somebody said that was his first hockey game.
I think that's right.
That's quite a feat, knowing that it would have been nice to get the home team having a win when he was here. But it was a he's accomplished quite a lot for the sport of tennis. He's the all time great and. So nice to see him at the United Center for sure.
Yeah, and you think about the equipment those guys played with. It's like golf. And I suppose to some extent it's the difference between the composite sticks your guys have and the old wood stuff you guys used to play with. Different times, different equipment. But Laver playing with a piece of wood, that wood racket with a string. You're a tennis guy. I mean, he was unbelievable.
Well, the technology's changed for hockey and for all sports for that. And I think that, they had the small face and their rackets and, they had wood and a different, whatever string they used. But now they got the bigger faces and different kind of rackets with different composites right. Like hockey sticks. The guys are shooting the puck way harder now and probably half the weight and when you're handling it as well. So it's a the evolution of how sticks has changed is pretty amazing and very specialized in what the guys are looking at, what their needs are, whether it's shooting or passing and receiving. They're everybody has a little art to how they want their sticks.
You know, the cat gut they used to use in the tennis rackets back, Dave, when you and I were kids, mm-hmm. when Coach Q was a kid, they used actual kitties. On the rackets. They didn't?
No.
Is that incorrect?
They did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Speaking of cats.
Yes.
You
were telling me about his good luck video.
Watch this transition. Well, I was going to get to that, but Alex DeBrincat.
The other night,
Sun had the game. You were at, Steve.
Yeah, hat trick.
And yesterday, the Blackhawks alumni named him the Blackhawks Player of the Year.
Oh, that's great.
At the age of 20, Joel, you've talked about him a lot. You've told us about his upside. What does he need to do now, looking towards next year, to kind of take the next step?
Well, I think one thing when you're a first-year player, you want to be consistent. And I thought he was consistent away from the puck. I think that's one of his strengths, his reads on the game. And I think he's only going to get better because he's going to know the league. He's going to get stronger, and he's going to get quicker. I like his thought process when he shoots the puck. He's got a real kind of an elusive shot for goalies. He's got a real nice release. Just look to get a little bit faster, a little bit quicker. But the nice thing is he's got a real good mind for the game, and I think that's sets him up. And I think everybody talks about that second year, everybody's going to be more aware of you in the league, and that's always a challenge for sophomore guys. And he's we really like what he brings to our team, and it seems like his line's always making a contribution to not just our offensive game, but doing the right things.
Some great young players in the NHL. Connor McDavid and the class of Connor McDavid, I suppose. Is he there with those guys? Would you consider him one of the best young guys in the game?
Connor McDavid's a different level. I think that, top scorers in the game, I think he's got something to prove, but I think he's got an opportunity to be a top scorer in the game on a consistent basis. Whether he's at the very top of the league, I think he'll always be a regular producer. He produced at an amazing rate in junior and got off to a real good start here. Let's see how he finishes out the season, but you got to say three hat tricks, 20 Granato was the only other guy that in his rookie year, an American-born player, that had three hat tricks. So it's a nice feat in that regard as well.
You know, a hat trick is fun, but it's changed when we were growing up, because the seats used to be right on top of the ice. And there used to be tons of hats that would come flying out of the stands. Now it's 6, 7, 8, 9 hats. So is that because of the configuration of the seating or the cost of the hats, Coach?
Every game's different. Some nights could be hat night.
You're hoping for a hat trick, I suppose.
Our other producer, Joe, here in the studio, he said that he was at a hat trick, but it was the year that we won the last Stanley Cup, and he had worn the same Seabrook jersey and hat to every game, and they kept winning, so he couldn't throw his hat on the ice because that was his good luck outfit for
right.
the team. So.
Right, but that is an awkward moment. It's like the ball at Wrigley that everybody's screaming, throw back, and you don't want to throw the ball back. You don't want to be the only guy in your section on a hat trick not throwing his hat. These are the things the fans are concerned about, Coach. You understand. Loyola of Chicago, you did a good luck video for these guys. Do you need to do another one, or you like the role?
Keep going. Nice start. Pretty amazing. There have been some upsets in the tournament, and wish them nothing but the best going forward here. So let's keep going, Ramblers.
You have a bracket? Yeah. Did you do a bracket?
Did I do a bracket? Yes. I don't even know how I'm doing. I had them winning the first game, and then I don't know if I had them on the second game, but I don't even know how I'm doing. But I know I have no chance when I fill that out.
Well. Yeah, well, I'm guessing if you were leading or winning, they would have told you by now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
speaking,
I would hope so.
Speaking of tournaments, the team you're playing tonight, Colorado, right now holding the first wild card spot in the Western Conference. A year ago, Colorado had 48 points, fewest in the National Hockey League in, I believe, 17 years, and 21 points behind the next team in the standings in terms of points, 21 points back. Does that give you encouragement when you look at, I think there's a half dozen teams that were not in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year, and that's including Las Vegas, which didn't exist, Vegas rather, that are right now in playoff position? Do you think it's a situation now where teams kind of come and go as far as the playoffs, and maybe it's a little easier to make that jump back in?
Yes, for sure. It's amazing how from one year to the next teams can transition to all of a sudden being not just a playoff team, but all of a sudden can be a top team. And not just a Vegas situation, but Colorado's a great example with the point swing that they've shown this year. A number of teams that were in the playoffs last year are either out of the mix or just trying to stay in the mix. But, it's that close. And, every year is kind of different. But we've been in a great situation here where every year we're pretty well in a mix from early in the year to the end, and this is the first year where we haven't been in it, but it can change so quickly. You got a lot of things going right. You're healthy, you got everybody's clicking, you got a lot of your top guys there, everybody's playing well. I look at this year, the consistency was a little off this year, but I think getting back and having a great start, and our division's very competitive, but it's I think anybody could basically rise to the top when you look at the beginning of the season. Everybody believes they're a playoff team, and I would expect us to think like that as we approach next season.
Everything's a teaching moment, I suppose, and especially for the guys that have been there before, they got to hate this feeling, and I would assume there's some benefit in that. I don't ever want to be in this position again. I want to make the playoffs.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's the and once this year, when you look at it, the teams that are in are going to get in. They're anybody can win this year. It's one of those years where some teams look like they're a little bit heavily favored than others, but they've had the big seasons in Tampa, and you look at you can look at Boston, you can look at Toronto, you can look at teams out in the West, and say Nashville's. But at the same time, I think this year is one of these years where you know, there's a lot of contenders, but I think anybody gets in can make it, can get the job done.
It's Coach Q. Good luck with Colorado tonight as we continue to try to tick them off here, winding down the clock for this season. And we look forward to talking to you next time. But have some fun behind the bench. Maybe start some trouble.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, guys.
That's Coach Joel Quenneville.